LinkedIn News.
Hey there, it's Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Welcome to This Is Quick, where we ask our This Is Working guests pointed questions about their own best practices. Today, it's Athletic Brewing co-founder Bill Shufeldt. He has changed the way we drink, at least here in America. You want to know the secrets to his success at founding the number one non-alcoholic beer? Stick around.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
Here's how Bill Shufeldt works. Other than your phone, is there something you always have with you, something you can't go through your business day or start your business day without?
A positive mindset. Like if you're off on sleep, emotion, anything like that, it will throw your whole day off. And I'm a big believer in fitness, sleeping well, eating well, meditation, and like hitting the day in an organized, positive fashion.
Are you ever not positive?
People did used to get mad at me in my old career that like I was like pretty unflappable in a way. And like it was a very stressful job, but I can definitely be super critical also.
When did you first know what you wanted to do? And what's one piece of advice for someone who's trying to figure it out?
The road's long. I've been obsessed with reading biographies, but of like the super successful businesses that all of us know, so few were founded by people under 40 years old. So like there is a great time of career to sharpen your sword, learn skills, work with great people, learn from a bunch of different managers. I'm a huge fan of like tagging yourself to smart people who are working on interesting things that you're fulfilled by and seeing where that goes and really trying to increase your luck surface area over time.
Do you have a favorite biography?
That's a good question. I really like Poor Charlie's Almanac, Charlie Munger, but it's not necessarily a biography. The Ben Franklin, Walter Isaacson book was pretty incredible.
What's one habit that helps you stay productive?
Just making a little progress every day. I'm like a car on a highway going 65 miles an hour. You know, I'm not speeding, but it's a very sustainable pace, and I go that speed every day. And, you know, we get passed all the time by cars going 90 or 100 miles an hour that you see broken down or off the road down the line. But also the days where you don't make any progress are so costly, too. It's like just get up and get going and do something.
Do you have a to-do list? How do you make sure you're going after the most important things?
That is like my number one productivity hack is just in the last 5 minutes of every workday or before I go to bed, I make a list of the top three for the next day. And that has to get done, or at least one of those things on a really bad day needs to get done and off the list for the next day. And that way, like nothing important sits on your list for more than a few days.
What's one thing that can derail your productivity?
So I think emotion is a big one. You know, like false urgency, emotion tends to be unproductive. It's always best if you feel you're emotional to just step away from it. You can always come back and get angry at someone the next day, but like it's best just to step away from that. And then I think also the inbox flywheel. Like if I ever find myself just trying to keep up with my inbox for a few hours, that is the time I'm not doing actually important things.
Who was your first mentor and what was something important you learned from them?
So Joe, who was one of my first bosses early in my career on the sell side in finance, he had this huge seat in the middle of the room, one of the most productive people. I was always this person who was like so glued to the screens, working so hard for 12 hours a day. And I'd look at him, I'd be like, wow, he's really like relaxed and talking to people and doesn't seem to be on the screens that much. And it took me like 10 plus years later to realize rather than him trying to do every small detail, he was just empowering so many people to take on challenges and responsibilities and do a lot of things and giving people opportunity way before they deserved it. And I was one of those people from him also. And so that was a big thing for me.
Someone shows up to a one-on-one with you. What makes you want to extend the time and what makes you want to end it early?
I think to extend the time is someone who has done some sort of research into the meeting they're going into. And like that applies to me meeting other people as well. Like I always try to do some research on them. Like what is a mutually beneficial meeting for this person I'm going to meet with also, not just me going with a favor. But yeah, if you can start not on step one, but on step seven, you know, it usually picks up to an exciting place pretty quickly. And then yeah, ending early tends to be like just starting over and going over like founder story type stuff.
Any mistake you've made along the way in your career that you now look at as a life lesson?
I mean, I make mistakes all the time and try just not to make the same mistakes twice. There was a book I read, I think it's called The E-Myth Problem, but the general gist of it is if you're trying to start a business and scale that business, not to get caught up in any single stage of the business. Like, you have to empower people and continue to elevate yourself and build. So an example for me was in our very small first brewery, I worked on the canning line way too long. I should have totally passed that off to new teammates, challenged them to totally take it over. I just thought I was like maybe 10 or 20% faster, which my time should have been spent on all these other things instead of doing. And in every iteration of our business, there have been so many things that have been hard to give up, but it's the right move to give up and empower other people and like work on bigger things.
What advice do you have for professionals considering a career pivot?
I think be patient and make sure the passion's there, but also get going. You know, you can only go so far without taking a step and learning something.
You've had a lot of success convincing investors to get behind you. Is there something that you have learned about how to pitch?
I do think storytelling and being able to convey your passion, both in writing and verbally, to people is super important. Kind of goes back to the movement idea. You know, rather than creating a better non-alcoholic beer and putting it on the shelf, I'm trying to change the way people have been drinking for 5,000 years. I think—
And investors like, get excited, though. They want to buy into something bigger.
Yeah, for sure. And everyone wants to buy into something bigger. Humans have been telling stories around campfires and coffee cups and everything for thousands of years, and they want to believe in more. As long as you can deliver on it.
Right. Yeah. If someone came to you and asked how to do what you're doing, what career advice would you give them?
The first 2 to 3 minutes of embarking on an effort is so difficult. But once you get through that, almost anything you're working on is fun. And so I try to just grab things off the shelf and do them as fast as I can these days.
Last one. What's your biggest aha moment in your career so far?
The athletic journey hasn't been a lot of huge moments. I think it's working with great people, showing up every day and being passionate about what you're doing. It's just been a lot of small steps every single day, but you know, you turn around like 4,000 days later or something. It's a lot of steps taken on all those days.
So it's less an aha than looking back and realizing what you created from taking all of these steps.
Yeah, but I will say those moments where I'm the last one in the production facility, like walking around with the lights off among all the tanks, are really fun to like take in how far we've actually come as a team.
That was Bill Schufelt. When I interviewed him, one of the things that he talked about that really stuck with me, and you can hear this in last week's episode, was how he got his first customers. Bill would show up at races, marathons, triathlons, and hand out beer at the finish line. And he has such emotion about his beer and about his product, and he would get people excited. And this is a guy that is a true believer. But when I asked Bill in this segment about how he makes progress every day or how he makes sure that he is staying productive, he talked about the need to not be emotional, to make sure emotion is not getting in the way of him doing the things that he needs to get done. So I thought it was interesting to hear how he's able to be emotional about his product, but not emotional about his work. And I'd love to hear from you how you handle that during the day. How do you stay fired up about what it is you need to do, but not so fired up that you are doing the wrong things at work or taking out your emotions on people around you? How do you make sure you maintain that emotional balance while you're getting your job done? Let me know on LinkedIn using the hashtag #ThisIsWorking. And if there's a question you want to hear in these candid segments with guests, let me know that too. You can reach me at thisisworking@linkedin.com. Thanks to our team for putting this together. My co-host Nina Melendez and I will be back next week to bring you more great takeaways. Be well and stay curious.